This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You know what they say, 1 hour of radio is equal to 4 hours of other jobs.
Is that?
No, I don't think they say that. Like, hey, but... You could say that today because it's National Radio Day.
Is it really?
Happy National Radio
Day,
Randy.
Happy National Radio to you
and to
also,
you too,
Andy.
Bo, and to you, loyal listener,
hey,
for making this
happy
all possible.
National Radio Guy to y'all too.
Yes.
Radio Day. Yeah,
radio
too,
Guy, right. Radio Day.
Yeah, all both radio guys.
We had the caller yesterday. The last caller on the AMA said he didn't like radio
right
until he started listening to the station and our show, and he was like, we talked him into it.
Thank you.
That's awesome in 2025 to still be converting people to radio, but we're doing it. We're getting people on board. Randy, what do you know about that?
Yeah, man. I mean, anytime you can get somebody on board with listening to radio, I listen to the radio, Andy.
I did too. I was listening this morning. Yeah. I was listening to 92.9 The Game on my way in.
Yep.
It was very good. I was listening to Mike and Bo squabble about some stuff.
They always squabble about something.
Always
that
about something.
Always, like, every time I see that.
Then I heard Bo was on the steakhouse. There was so much Bo.
So much Bo. But no, I laugh when those two fuss because it's always funny. You always think of when the big brother puts his hand on top of the little brother's head and he tries to punch him, he's swinging. when Mike and Bo get into it, that's the only thing I think. I think of Mike just holding Bo at arm's length by his forehead, and Bo just swinging and missing.
You and Mike have a similar, I mean, if you didn't know, like if you didn't, like if you see you guys, you probably could guess maybe you guys played football. But like if you didn't know, you would never know. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You guys just are the most normal, down-to-earth, like regular dude. And I guess probably a lot of people are like that if you meet them
they
that played professional football.
They are.
Everybody just assumes.
Yes, they do.
They'll just be running plays all the time or stiff-arming you or something like that.
No.
But you guys are just, I don't know. You wouldn't know Mike was like captain of the Alabama football team if you didn't know Mike was the captain of the Alabama football team.
He's a cool-ass dude, man. Just a cool-ass dude. And I always aspire to be a cool-ass dude.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You're doing pretty good.
Yeah, I'm all right, man. I'm all right. I have my moments, you know. I have my moments and everything like that is, you know, because I'm thinking, you know, the preseason is coming to an end. Obviously, they're going out to play Dallas, which is in all kind of the news and everything. Another Jones child comes out and basically says pretty much what her brother and dad said. No, y'all, this situation is different with Micah. It's personal. Jerry's mad because he thought he had Micah, like, yeah, I got her. Hey, Steven, I just had a good talk with Michael. Not Micah, Michael.
Well, because he called him that.
Yes. And I think he's going to agree to our terms. Dad, did you talk to the agent? I don't need to talk to no agent. I talked to Micah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then somehow that's the last time they talked.
Yes. Yeah.
And that was in March.
Yes.
It's August.
Yes.
He's owned the team for a long time. They got a whole documentary about how long he's owned the team that came out last night.
Yeah, did you watch it?
Not yet. I want to. I'll watch some of it, but I'm not. There was other stuff, you know. Had to watch the Braves come back from down seven last night.
Andy, I'm sitting there at the house and got it on, and was doing a whole bunch. My wife is doing a Zumba or a belly dance? One of them classes. She's doing it online and everything. So she was doing it. So it was distracting. I was like, I like this. Money well spent there, Randy. But I'm sitting there trying to watch her do this thing and watch this game. I'm like, damn, bummer.
Yep.
But I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to turn it off. Michael Harris has never played this good in his entire career.
Almost no one's ever played this good
in their
entire career.
Like, I'm looking at this guy, and I'm just like, there's no way. Bow! There's no free. Because now it's that expectation for me. When he was up, I said, he's about to hit a damn home run.
Yeah.
And I tweeted it. As soon as the ball hit the bat, I was like, damn, Michael. And I'm like, okay.
What'd y'all think when you saw him hitting cleanup?
Yes.
I loved it.
I loved it.
I did too. But I was also like, all right, well, so we hit him leadoff where I think he should be hitting. And if he's hitting this well, especially, but will it be kind of like something where when we hit him leadoff, he didn't do all that well?
I don't know. I like that wasn't the case. I like Profar in leadoff right now, too, because he's really playing well.
Yeah. So I was just like sitting there like, this dude is unreal. Then how he ends the game. This is
also incredible.
Just incredible, man. And I'm sitting there looking at this young man, the way he's playing, and going back to in the summertime, just like, damn. And we had a phrase where he's like, it just keeps finding him.
Mm-hmm.
It just that those at-bats just keeps finding him.
It keeps coming up.
And he just like
big moments.
And he just keeps just whiffing. And now it's just like, damn.
It's
unreal.
It's essentially unprecedented in baseball history for someone to play the way that he did for as long as he did in a season. And then in that same season, play as well as he is.
Yes.
For as long as he's done it.
Great.
He's like twice as good seriously.
Yes.
Like all of his numbers just are double.
Yes.
Like his OPS is multiplied by two. His extra base hits are multiplied by two, which does make what happened in the eighth inning last night all the more confusing as to what in the world Michael Harris was doing. I don't understand
too much.
It.
Trying to do too
he
much.
He was maybe getting too creative.
Yes.
I don't know.
Yes.
Did he have a flashback to 3 months ago when he couldn't hit and he was trying to bunt to get on first base? But this man who's the hottest hitter on the face of the earth.
Yes.
And the night before, he didn't come up in that situation because they had pinch run for him.
Yes, because he needed a break.
So we got exactly what we wanted the night before. Michael Harris up with the bases loaded with a chance to take the lead. It was literally the situation that we had wanted the night before. And then Michael bunted. He bunted right back to the pitcher.
Right. Like, last thing anyone in the world was expecting.
True.
Even the infielders were back.
Like
he bunt the ball straight to the pitcher.
The broadcast just was like, I have nothing to say about that.
That had to be him.
It was totally him.
Yeah,
No one called that.
I saw the whole thing with Snit. Oh, Snit, no, Snit didn't do that.
No, Snit did not say.
No, he did not do that.
Tell our guy who's the hottest hitter in the world. Now, Snit did pinch hit him.
Because he needed a break. Because he needed a break. He was on his feet too much, Andy.
Yeah, no, he'd been up a long time.
Yeah, been up a long time.
24-year-old.
Yeah, he'd been on his feet.
But yeah, that was surprising. But whatever, doesn't matter, because Drake Baldwin bailed him out, got the hit, scored the runs. Iglesias came in and shut it down again. He looked really good in the ninth inning. They won. They won the game. They're down 10-4, and they came back and won 11-10. And, you know, like we said yesterday, like they have earned the don't turn them off benefit of the doubt right now. The way that they're playing, and look, the White Sox are the White Sox, but whatever. They've earned the let's give them a chance to see if they can dig their way out of this hole right now. And they've done it the last couple of nights. And I'll say it's really fun to watch.
Yeah, man, because it's entertaining. Because, you know, as much as we talk about pitching and everything, which is very, very, very important, I like to see runs. Obviously, I don't like when teams score against my team, but I like runs. And when you're talking about 11-10, when your team is as bad as this team is, like, this is entertaining, you know? We take the good with the bad. And like I said, it is a damn Red Sox. I mean, the White Sox. So they're not very good. But neither are the Braves.
No.
And so that makes it for the more Braves entertaining
baseball.
The
Braves were this close to losing the series to the White Sox back-to-back years in the two-year stretch where the White Sox might have the worst record in the history of baseball. Because remember, they set the record last year for the worst team
ever,
right? But they beat the Braves 2 out of 3.
They did.
Remember that?
They did.
And if they would have lost last night, that would have been the series. And they're – I mean – I know the Rockies are kind of everybody's paying attention to their record. White Sox are 45-81.
Yeah. Man.
Like they're potentially going to lose 100 games 2 years in a row. And yeah, last year they set the record.
Didn't he sell the team or parts of it, Ryan Thorne?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not sure.
Oh, yeah. Because I go back
he
to
should.
This whole realignment thing that people are talking about, which a lot of people think is going to happen, is like you're putting these bad teams all in the same. It's like, you know, we talk about salary cap and everything. No, we're going off base. But they got to do something about the people that don't want to spend the money.
I agree.
You know, and I think that's the biggest thing until you make them – hold them accountable to it. Mm-hmm. Make them have to spend it. Put a certain number of a salary cap or something that they got to spend on.
Yeah, totally.
Team.
There should be a minimum
yes,
like there
to.
Is.
They have to.
In the NBA, has a salary cap and a floor. You
yes,
have to spend
you have to.
90% of the salary cap. Otherwise, if you don't, then that money that you're under gets distributed to the roster. So you have to spend it.
Yes.
It's written in.
You gotta, so that means you got to, if you want to, and I know nobody wants to spend money on bumps, so that means you would actually have to try and upgrade your roster.
You would, yeah.
Yeah.
You'd have to try to be competitive.
And that would make, like, Pittsburgh Pirates fans fun.
That'd make them really happy.
Because you know why? They love their baseball team.
They do.
It's a beautiful stadium to watch a ball game.
Cincinnati Reds love
their
baseball
team. They just don't play good ball there.
Yeah, they're Chicago White Sox. We were at the Battery on Monday? I think Monday. We were at the Battery on Monday afternoon, and there's a ton of White Sox
yes.
fans walking around. I know they've been trash for a while, but they won the World Series in 2005.
Yeah.
They got a great history. I mean, there's a lot of really good players in the history of that franchise, and there's a lot of fans.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, I'm with you. It would really benefit the game, I think, to institute.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Something like that. You know, it in order to do it, the owners have to vote on it.
Yes.
So you're going to have to get those people that don't want to do it to come aboard.
Let me hold some of that money back.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, let me hold some of that money back that you don't want to spend.
And that's the thing about it is it's, you know, you can't be any of these leagues right now that brag about the revenue.
Yes.
And the record-breaking TV deals and all this different stuff that's happening right now in professional sports. And then at the same time have franchises like that.
Yes.
And there are more in baseball than there are in any other sport. There's a couple in football,
mm-hmm.
but we should get those guys out of there too.
Yeah.
I mean, really, I don't know. This kind of gets back to my whole the Bengals.
But they want to win.
They do, but they
want
to win kind of cheaply.
They want to win. I mean, they got the best. I'll go out and say it. Joe Burrow's the best player in their franchise's history.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, fair enough.
Fair enough.
He's the best player in their franchise's
but they
history.
Still, you know, they still kind of do it the wrong way,
yeah.
I think. And, you know, even the Chiefs, like, you know, I'm just talking about upgrading facilities and investing back into it and stuff like that. Like, feel like it should be fairly even and it shouldn't be that hard for it to be. I understand some markets are bigger than other markets and stuff like that. But that's why, and this will never happen, but that's why we're beyond the necessity of ownership.
Yes.
Teams don't need to be owned by people
yes.
anymore. the leagues can run them and operate. The Packers do it, and they're as successful as anybody. Yeah. There's been teams that have been absorbed by the NBA and run and been fine
but
same thing with baseball.
But the only thing about that part right there, you're talking about going back to the NBA thing, it goes back to if they're running the individual team, I don't like that because of what happened with the Chris Paul.
Oh,
thing.
For sure. No. I'm not saying the league should run it. Yeah, there should be individual elected governors and boards in every market. And then everybody's playing with the same.
The damn fans know.
The fans should elect the boards.
Yes, I agree with that. Could you imagine Mike Bell being the general manager of the Braves?
Any players left?
I can't think of a more fun team to cover
than a Mike Bell
general managed professional sports team.
It'd be awesome.
We'd have headlines every day.
Constant turnover.
People would be fired and rehired, traded. It'd be incredible.
Oh, he didn't play well today? Get him out of here.
Get him out of here.
Get him out of here.
Bum. It'd be amazing.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.